This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, travel, and vote. Over 710,000 North Carolina voters have requested absentee ballots for the November election. That's compared to 46,000 requested ballots for the 2016 election. That's a jump in new people voting by mail. Joining us to walk us through the process is WFAE reporter Alexandra Watts. So, Alexandra, let's start with the first step. How do you get an absentee ballot?
So a voter starts by filling out a request form, and they can get that from the State Board of Elections website. And that website has forms that voters can print and fill out, and then they return those by either email, fax, or mailing it back to their county Board of Elections. There's also a new portal system on the Board of Elections website where voters can just fill everything out in that portal.
And are all voters allowed to ask for an absentee ballot, or only some who qualify?
So any registered voter in the state can request a mail-in ballot.
When the voter gets their absentee ballot and are ready to fill it in, what do they need?
So in North Carolina, it's more of a who you need rather than what you need. Voters have to have a witness. That witness does not have to be there when you actually fill out your ballot, but has to sign a form that comes with the ballot verifying that the voter is who they say that they are.
And this is a change. It used to be two witnesses, but the state legislature made changes for this year only that voters now just need one witness, correct?
Yes. So I had a conversation with Karen Brinson Bell, the North Carolina State Board of Elections Executive Director, and here she is talking about who can be a witness.
Really, the requirement that we have is that the person be 18 years of age or older in order to be a witness. They do not have to be a registered voter. They cannot be a candidate. And when someone's in a care facility, like a nursing home or a rehab center or something like that, then it cannot be an employee of that care facility.
And Alexandra, after you have filled out your ballot, witness and all, the next step is casting your vote. How do you turn in your absentee ballot?
Well, you can mail your ballot as long as it's postmarked by Election Day or received before 5 p.m. that following Friday, November 6th, then it's valid. Elections officials say to be safe, though, that ballots should be mailed by October 27th. Voters can also turn in their ballot early at their county's Board of Elections office from now until 5 p.m. on election day. Voters can also drop it off at a one-stop early voting site. Early voting runs from October 15th through October 31st, and it's important to note that absentee ballots will not be accepted at traditional polling places on Election Day.
And this process you just went over, a lot of North Carolinians are going to be doing these steps for this election. What else has changed this year?
Well, just the number of absentee ballot requests. Again, I spoke with the North Carolina State Board of Elections Executive Director Karen Brinson Bell, and here she is talking about that rise.
Traditionally, North Carolina has about a 4 to 5% participation by mail, but we knew coronavirus and the pandemic were certainly going to change that for North Carolinians. And so we've been projecting that we will see 30 to 40% participation through the absentee by mail voting option.
And I know there were a lot of October or November deadlines that were mentioned, but elections officials are really urging people to start this process sooner rather than later if you want an absentee ballot.
Well, Alexandra, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Alexandra Watts. Alexandra reports for WFAE through a partnership with Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and is a Report for America Corps member.